Ali C today.
Can't you just see the weekend? It's right out there. We can almost touch it. Although anymore, work weeks are so upside down and flipped around, and a lot of people are working various jobs, so we're all jugglers, aren't we? My name's Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. You can always throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or just go to the website, americatonight.net. Do the little thing where you click us on email, or you might see me right now. Hit up the chat. A couple of ways you can do that. Twitter, Facebook, you know, you name it. How many ways can you get to a radio show? Well, let me tell you. It's like a twisted highway that meets in the middle. Probably 6 different ways. Speaking of getting to somebody, I bet. Oh, I just bet. The rebels and the people of Libya that are watching to see what happens, and those that have left for fear of what's going on, wish there were more ways to get to Muammar Gaddafi. And really, short of the U.S. swooping in and calling it war, I don't think the United States has many moves. They've already frozen the assets that we had, which was $30 billion. And the U.N. has their own sanctions as part of that. But I don't believe that unless we intercede in the near future, Gaddafi's going to go, as long as he's got troops that are fighting for him and they're still standing. And he's flat out said, I'll be the last one standing. I'll stay here till the end. There's one senator, though, that's pushing the Pentagon to be a little bit more prepared to add air cover, if need be, for the rebels who are trying to push him out. But Europe, some of the other powers out there don't want to do a military intervention. They don't want to do it. And that's not happening at this point. The concern is, I mean, the risk is what's the risk to U.S. or coalition pilots, let's say, if they did provide some air cover? Would that ultimately mean initiating an act of war in an Arab land? And I would say, yeah, they would take it as that. So I don't think we're going to see that happening. There are 2 warships in the Mediterranean in case they're needed for more civilian evacuations and humanitarian relief and all that sort of stuff. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, talked about Libya. In fact, what's at risk here, in her own words?
In the years ahead, for example, Libya could become a peaceful democracy, or it could face protracted civil war or fall into chaos. The stakes are high.
Boy, it's like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What'd she say there? Chaos, protracted war, or democracy? How many of these Arab nations that fall, that shred themselves of their dictators, do you think are going to become true democracies similar to the U.S.? Similar to the U.S.? I don't know. I don't think that happens in Libya. I don't think so. And in Egypt, we'll see with the elections, and we'll see what happens in Tunisia. Tunisia probably a much better chance, much smaller. I don't know that it'll be exactly like the U.S., but a more democratic approach. Let's put it that way. All right, we got one right from the get-go, a live one, if you will, Rick in Illinois. Rick, right off the top, man, you got the floor. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. Are you ready for Newt's announcement tomorrow?
About running?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he has a chance. I don't know who's pumping Newt full of what, and I know he's wanted it for a long time. I said it before we were talking about it, that he's put out some actually decent books, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. If you just read some of what he's written, it's not bad, to be honest. And then he's been the commentator thing, and now I think because he knew he really wanted to run, he comes out swinging a lot harder. But I think if Newt Gingrich is the nominee, the Republicans don't have a chance to win. I don't think he's going to be the guy.
I think he's getting ready to announce tomorrow he's going to run for president.
You know, don't you wonder, Rick, how it, here we are, we're talking, you're there in Illinois, and I'm here on, you know, being the air traffic controller for the airwaves of America tonight, and everybody else is listening to us. Even if they're hardcore Republicans like Newt Gingrich, honestly, guys, folks, women, whatever, do you really think he has that much of a chance to win? How can we say we don't give him any chance to win? And yet he really has in his mind that he has a shot at this. I don't think so. He's not. Remember Clinton, where he came out of seemingly nowhere, although he had been giving speeches and whatnot. And you look at Bush, and he was governor, and, of course, he was a legacy guy anyway because of his father. Newt Gingrich had his scandals when he was Speaker of the House, and I don't know that that matters so much. But let's just put it this way. Newt doesn't have the juice.
No, I don't think he's – I think he's over the hill and everything. But
yeah.
He's delusional. He thinks he can do it, so he's going to try it. So.
Maybe – I got a campaign slogan for him. Change you can count on for real.
Yeah. But I see one of those imams or prophets in Saudi Arabia calling for reform of the monarchy over there, and they jumped right on him and threw him in jail. So
Yeah, they don't want anybody talking in Saudi Arabia, no way.
So they're getting ready to start rioting over there, and look out.
Yeah.
Gas is $40 in Chicago already.
Yeah, I heard. Look That's out. Crazy.
Yeah.
So. Well, you know what, Rick? We're all going to be in better shape. I hope you have your bicycle. Take your bicycle out, pump up those tires, make sure that you're ready to roll if you have to.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make my own gas, so I ain't worried about that.
There you go. Make your own gas. Really?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, they got things to make ethanol out.
I know.
For kids. So it won't be hard to do. But I see what you're talking about, Charlie Sheen and... He went off the deep end, I guess, and not talking about him because they say he came and took his kids away from him and tried to kill his. Is he still married or not? I don't know. But
he's in the throes of a divorce.
Oh, he said he's going to cut her head off.
No, he's not going to cut her head off.
Send it to her mother.
like a scene from the movie Seven? I don't think so, but he's really has lost it, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he threatened to do it to her, and so she called the cops. They come and took the kids away from him.
That's right. And that's true. That's what happened. The cops did come and take the sons, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's losing it. But, I mean, he's really addicted to that cocaine real bad.
But yeah, I think so, too, sadly. I think so, too. That's the sad part about this. I mean, he's doing it to himself, so there's... It's no harm to, it's not about other people. It's no harm to other people. Thanks, Rick. The harm is to himself. But the fascination, the rubbernecking over Charlie Sheen is, wow, it's unbelievable. It's like he's right up there with Lindsay Lohan and the Paris Hilton affairs and, think of some of the crazy things that we've gone through with celebs who make the front page, the back page, and every page in between. 800-259-5791. We can count next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Number 40,688. Would you believe that's the money that somebody paid for the hair of Justin Bieber? Out of control. So what happened was he cut his hair last week. It was put on Facebook to help raise money for a charity called the Gentle Barn. It's an animal rescue group in Santa Clarita, California. Ellen DeGeneres chose it for him because I guess he was a guest on her show. But staggering to me is the amount that was raised. $40,688. Wow. And right within the first hour, there were bids up to $10,000. It's got to be somebody who's decided, okay, my daughter wants this, and I'm going to give it to her. So, and it'll go for a good cause. It's all good. In the end, and I don't know who it was that paid that amount of money, they're going to get to meet him on one of her future shows. Since we're talking about a celebrity for a second, and we normally don't do too much of that on America Tonight, I'm going to mention this one. Do you ever wonder when you're checking out, you know, you're going at the grocery store, you're going to get a bottle of wine, a six-pack, baby formula, food for the week, I don't know. You're shopping. So you go to check out, and you see all the trashy magazines, and they always say crazy headlines, just crazy nutty things. Well, Katie Holmes, who is the wife of Tom Cruise, certainly has the cash to sue, because that's part of the problem. You have to have enough cash to sue magazines. She's suing a magazine for $50 million, a libel suit against American Media. They own Star Magazine. They had a cover suggesting that she uses drugs, and she was furious with the tabloid and said it's just so defamatory and is so awful that she can't stand by and just ignore it. What the headline said was, it had a picture of her, and it said addiction nightmare, and it said Katie drug shocker, and then the real reason why she can't leave Tom. And the funny thing is, the article never talked about her using drugs. Never. But she's saying that clearly the cover misleads readers to thinking that she's got some kind of problem and that her marriage is in trouble and all that other sort of stuff. And it's just, they know they can get away with it. And a lot of times they know the celebrities or whoever could afford to sue them will ignore it. But this time they may end up paying up. They make so much money that probably it's just a drop in the bucket is what I think anyway. Because they don't seem to be that concerned about suits, or they wouldn't have. I don't think they'd have the headlines like that, knowing that there's a possibility. Because of course it is misleading. They're right. It's a misleading headline. You see that, and that's what you think, like, oh, she's on drugs. Oh, it's so awful. Look at that. It must be terrible. It would be nice to have that extra $3.99 to pick up the iPad. How many people raise your hand if you have an iPad? Oh no, I don't have an iPad. I'm done with technology. I have too many things already. I feel overly plugged in. But because the iPad 2, boom, suddenly was released, and you knew this was going to happen, they've slashed prices for the iPad, the original one. I guess you can get the first generation models at $399. You can even get refurbished ones for $349, where you get the Bluetooth, the touchscreen, obviously, it's light, it's still light. And I know some people that have them, and I think the cool thing about the iPad is that it's light. And you can carry it around and look at pictures that way. If somebody sends you a picture of something, or if you were doing business where you had to show, illustrate to somebody something, I think that'd be a really great way to do it, because you could just pull out the iPad, boom, here you go, here's the picture we were trying to illustrate to you. Here's the chart. Here's the whatever. And it's live and living color. You could just flip it open that if you were sitting there at a conference table or whatever. No doubt Steve Jobs knows what he's doing, because Apple just continues to somehow, I should say somehow, they continue to always be on the cutting edge. And Gates and company, they have to play catch up. How concerned are you, and we've been talking about this, about the price of gas? We actually did a check here, and for all grades of gas in California, $4 in San Diego, California, to be specific. So if you were in Del Mar, whew, that's where that racetrack is, or in La Jolla, that's what you would be paying. It's no secret that Cali is always going to have higher prices. In Eureka, they're saying $3.95. In Tahoe, they really are high. They're well up over $4. They're at, in some gas stations, in a check of the gas stations, they're at $4.30. Woo! $4.30. If you have to drive any distance, that's when you really feel it. You know, if you're tooling around in your car in your neighborhood and you got to fill up, it's not quite the same thing as commuting 40 minutes in each direction. Or talk to the truckers. And the truckers are the ones, they can tell you how bad it is. And you know what? We care about that, because it does affect how much you're paying for groceries and other goods, because they're being trucked and it gets passed on to you. Just got one here from somebody on the chat who says $3.48 unleaded in Olympia, Washington. Ooh, I feel your pain. $3.48. We're never. Remember the days of, I want to say when I was driving, first driving, like $2. Oh, that's the good old days. Thingamajig says, I just paid $635 for 175 gallons of diesel. That's pretty high to me. You're paying the big bucks to fill it up. Yeah, I feel your pain. And I think more people are going to start to complain about that because the amount is crazy. That's crazy high. Crazy high, especially can you imagine if you're going coast to coast. All right, this is Week in Council. Let's throw in a couple of other things, including a really feel-good story, I think. It's always good when someone who you truly believe is innocent and has been in jail for 17 years for something they didn't do is cleared thanks to DNA, and prosecutors have just done that. New DNA evidence cleared a man who was behind bars for that long in Houston, and they're going to formally ask for him to be exonerated, and his name is George Rodriguez. He was freed in 2004 after an appeals court found that scientific evidence was faulty and it was used against him in his 87 trial. They didn't retry him because of concerns about the victim who identified him as one of her attackers in a police lineup. So now they've got these new DNA tests on forensic evidence in the case, and it came back and conclusively ruled him out. And they've got, so they have proof. They said, this is it. This is conclusive. So we want him to be exonerated. That would have to feel good. I can't imagine spending any time, especially that kind of time, hard time, for something you didn't do. How do you get through that? How do you get through that rage where everybody thinks that you're the rapist, the murderer, whatever, and you're not? It's just, you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. You were connected to the people. I mean, who knows what got you there in the first place? But the feeling you must have mentally must just drive you crazy. You'd have to gravitate towards something. Maybe that's why the whole spirituality thing, or in trying to get a degree or whatever it is to distract you from thinking about sitting there when you didn't do whatever it is that you were accused of doing, especially if it's serious. By the way, if you heard that little bark in the background, that would be Mahalo, the golden retriever, the mascot of America tonight. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. We're going to see what Dan had to say, listening to us in Vermont and a few others, about Libya and, believe it or not, the budget. So stay with us, everybody.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. But before we head there, let's go to Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Yeah, Kate.
Hello.
I was just calling about this 1973 and the oil shortage.
Yeah.
My uncle was auditor for Getty Oil at the time. He was down here in 1979. I said something to him about there'd been a movie out about a guy dropping a pill in a gas tank and he's running on it.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
He said, well, it doesn't work just that way, Terry, but in 1969, five major California oil companies went together and bought up a formula for synthetic fuel. And I said, well, why didn't they bring it out in 73 when we had such an oil shortage? He said, Terry, in 1973, we had more oil than we had at any time in our history. He said the only shortage was with the refineries. He
right.
said, I was in Houston, Texas when it happened, and he said, I could not even count all the tankers waiting out there to unload and being told by the oil companies not to. He said, if you remember, it got to a point where you could only buy 10 gallons at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but when the fuel the price got up where the oil companies wanted it. One day you went in and bought 10 gallons. The next day you could take a 500-gallon drum in and buy it. So, you know, there never was an oil shortage. And
But they portrayed it that way, and because it's good, to your point, you're right. There is the thing with the refineries. We haven't built refineries since the 70s. We don't have enough refineries to process the oil. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Back then, though, we had the refinery. We had everything.
They right, because less population and
they
less
were just
on
deliberately
the, yeah.
holding it off of
sure.
it.
Sure.
So I just wanted to get that off my chest because
no,
there's a lot of people that still believe it. That was really an oil shortage, but it just flat wasn't. Like
right,
my uncle told me, he said if it had any more oil, it had to find a deep hole and pump it in it, and it had any room for it. Matter of fact, he told me for about 3 or 4 years before the 73 incident, the oil companies had gone around the world renting, leasing, buying, and building storage facilities so they would have lots of it when the price got to where they wanted it.
Yeah, price fixing. There you go.
Yeah. I also said something to him about, well, you know, Uncle Ben, that sounds like that'd be a little bit illegal. Oh, he said, oh, yeah, it's very illegal. He said, that Terry, you tell me one person in Washington that's going to go against big oil.
Nobody.
He said, you won't find one.
He's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
smart man.
The same way.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
And, anyway, that's all. I just wanted to get that off my chest because I've still got friends today that think there was really an oil shortage back then.
And you can tell them. You can say, listen, I have some inside scoop for you. It was really more about price fixing. It just, you know, go ahead and prove it, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
thanks,
listen,
Terry.
I appreciate it. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Terry. I'm glad that you called us. It's interesting. I heard a similar thing. I used to date a guy, actually, whose father, his grandfather was, that's the only reason I bring this up, whose grandfather was one of the Standard Oil guys. And I can remember being around a table and them having a big argument about that. Kind of similar to what Terry said. Remember that about the refineries and, you know, but like he mentioned, even then though the refineries you would have, the last ones you, that were, that, that went up were in the 70s. So there would have been the possibilities of refining enough. Now we know today that that's the biggest problem is the refining of the oil. And that's a serious problem. And it's because they stopped building them. The environmentalists shut it down. It didn't happen. It's just like alternatives. It's interesting. Trust me, it's like the electric car. That could be much further along, but the oil companies didn't want that to get further along because it certainly is going to hurt them if it became affordable and too many people were driving electric cars. And where the electric car thing goes now, I still say it's so far behind the eight ball because it's not affordable. Although just the other day I was in Dallas, Texas, and there I found two charging ports where you would pull in and you could charge your car. And I was like, they're trying to go green, or they're giving the impression that more people are going to start driving the electric cars. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
So Dennis McMahon writes from Vermont, Obama and that holdover Gates are about to put boots on the ground? Where are all those anti-war folks out there? Hell, there are worse dictators around than Gaddafi, and we stand by and treat with them and deal with them. What is our geopolitical interest here? Have a good day. Dennis Touche. There are worse dictators around. You know, it's that thing about the squeaky wheel and whatnot. You could have a lot of people look at George Clooney screaming about the Sudan. You certainly could find other corners of the world where terrible human atrocities are happening and nothing's being done there. There's no war. There's no promise of a war, pulling people out or any of that kind of stuff. There's humanitarian efforts, but that's it. the bottom line is you only have so many resources. Where are you putting those resources? And the reason Gaddafi gets the attention is because of the Arab world and what's now happened, Tunisia, Egypt, boom, Libya. And let's face it, who are the allies of the U.S.? Europe. And what are our other interests? Asia. And they have concerns because Libya produces a lot of oil for those areas. So it's also about helping people who rely more on that oil, I think. All right, here's one from Dan in Vermont who says, Libya, Libya, Libya. Kate, I'm sick of it. Let's just take this SOB out. Why do we always pussyfoot around everything? You know, we're either in or out in these situations in the Middle East, period. It's always a dance, a ridiculous dance. If we want Gaddafi gone, don't we have reasons why now? Well, yeah. Are there reasons why? That humanitarian side is what everybody's pointing to. If you remember, our president absolutely tiptoed around it until the weekend after the UN Security Council just slammed Libya and Gaddafi and issued the sanctions. Then it was a safe play for Obama to say, oh, no, the way this government's being run, he has to go. We have to see an end to this. So Gaddafi and the president of the Arab League agreed to a peace plan from Venezuela's president Hugo Chavez to end the crisis in the country. This is a new thing that we're learning, right? That, okay, we're going to come up with a way, to do this, to have a peace talk plan. Chavez, who's intervening and spoke to Gaddafi on Tuesday earlier in the week, laid out his proposal to negotiate a solution to the violence there. And it's, of course, the butcher, he gets involved in the middle of it. Ultimately, it doesn't look like, I mean, are they really grabbing on to this? Because Chavez is saying that the international community should seek a non-military solution to the conflict. And, of course, takes a big swing at the U.S. and accuses the U.S. of exaggerating Libya's problems to justify an invasion. You got to be kidding me. Really, do you think, dude, that the U.S. wants to invade in Libya? Oh, we're dying to. With our voluntary military that's stretched to the core right now. Oh, we're dying to dig in there. Come on, give me a break. Here's another one. This one is from Sally, listening to us in California. Kate, I'm a new listener. I actually found you through chat. I have to say I'm enjoying the show. You were talking a lot about gasoline, and it's frightening what's happening up and down the California coast. You know how our housing market is, especially in some pockets of Los Angeles. It's become that much tougher to make a living and keep your head above water, and the price of gasoline doesn't help because we are definitely a city where you have to drive your car. Sometimes in the middle of rush hour, you get stuck and an unbelievable amount of time when you're just 10 miles down the road. You've been there, so I think you understand. Yeah, that's the hard part about Los Angeles. It is a driving city. There are buses, but there aren't a lot of alternatives because you don't really have monorails. I won't say, well, they wanted to build a monorail system, so I will say monorail. But there's no subway, of course, and it makes a big difference. In the East Coast cities, things are close together. So the boroughs in New York, you get on the subway. The subway system is amazing. Or buses. And you can get from point A to point B in Philadelphia and Boston, Chicago. And I know other cities have public transportation and that kind of stuff in the downtown. But a lot of the western cities, it's tougher. They don't really offer that. They're trying to develop that. And absolutely, Los Angeles is one of those places. San Francisco is an exception because it's like an East Coast city. Things are close together. People can take a cable car even, seriously. They can walk. They can take the bus system there. They've got a thing called the BART. They can take that if they live on the peninsula. But it is tougher in the southern part of the state. Hang with us. Sam in Montreal is in the wings. Plus, we have birthdays.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And head out to Sam in Montreal. Sammy!
How you doing, gorgeous?
Fabulous. You sound good. You sound wide awake. Are you wide awake?
Yeah, I am.
You know, sometimes you have those nights where you just don't crash early and you have, like, the insomnia or the little buzz or you got enough rest, right?
Oh, how about there's a... How about last night there was a fire 3 blocks from where I live, a major fire, 200 firemen.
So lay it out for us. What happened?
Okay, I'm ready to fall asleep, and all of a sudden I hear all these fire trucks.
Ugh.
And then I hear a few more, and I figure, uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. So, you know, take a look outside. I see, you know, the reflection. I walk over, major fire. Unfortunately, there was one fatality. Not a fireman, but still, the idea, and... you know, and like 17 people were taken to the hospital. Three right now are still in intensive care.
Oh.
And you know, the landlord, the owner of the building, landlord, whatever you want to call him, you know, unfortunately, from what I heard on the news, that the fire alarms, if any of them, I mean, smoke detectors only rang for like a minute, and then they shut down. So I'm smelling, you know, major lawsuits here, and even the fire department's investigating. The police department might lay charges against the owner of the building.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's scary. That's sad for those people.
Oh, you know it. You know it. You know it.
200 firemen is that's five alarm fire. That's crazy.
Major. Yeah. It was the.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, like, yeah. And then, you know, and then I went over there tonight, and I mean, it was still cordoned off because the police and were still investigating. And even you know, the public works department for the city said, we're not going to dare put any salt until the police and fire say it's okay.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, no, I know. That's terrible.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, I was talking to a certain rabbinical person who's now going for his master's degree in educational administration.
Well, you have to be proud of him. For people who don't know and haven't heard Sam call the show before, he's got a nephew that's just brilliant, and he's in Israel, and he's really got a pulse on what's going on in the Middle East, too, I think.
Right. Basically, the same thing, we use the same hockey now. Sorry to bring up hockey, we're bringing hockey and politics. Take Gaddafi, tie him to a hockey net, leave him there with nothing but a jock,
and shoot.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there you go.
Yeah, just shoot hockey pucks at him. But anyway, you know, they are nervous with what's going on. I mean, like, but you want to hear the funny part, if you got about 30 seconds.
Sure.
My first trip to Israel, I remember I was on a kibbutz, so I went to a lecture, and they were talking about the history of, you know, confrontation, as they called it. And I remember asking the lecturer, if World War III was to ever start, would it start here in the Middle East? He goes, talk to Muammar Gaddafi. He'd start it. But then that was before Ahmadinejad came in.
Right.
So now it's like, you know, they'll figure. Anyway, Steve was telling me that a couple of his friends who are in the reserves already, their units have been called up just in case.
Right, because they can't take a chance.
You know it. So I said, what about you?
Good for them.
Yeah, so once he gets his master's degree, you know, the Israeli army knows, once he gets his master's degree, it's like, okay, you've got your master's degree, here's your army uniform. Do your thing. But because he is a rabbi, most of the time he'll be doing graves registration and answering to the religious needs of a certain unit. You know,
wow.
So he won't be seeing any combat. I said, your parents must be relieved. Yeah, but the idea that I'm still going to be going in the army still scares my mother, my father. I said,
yeah, because that's part of the deal. What is it, 2 years? Is that what you said? Or do we say
well,
that
no, because he's... Well, I mean, if let's say he had an 18-year-old son. 18-year-old son does 3 years, but because he's a member of the clergy, I think he also does like... he'd only do 2 years, and then he would do a year until he hits age 60. So...
Wow. Month a year. That's not bad.
Yeah, but every so often I might call him for a day here, a day there, you know.
Right. He has to be ready to go.
Right. But because he's a member of the clergy, if I ever saw him in his uniform, I'd have to salute him because all clergymen automatically become second lieutenants.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. And by the way, then we also talked about, he said, what happened to the big blockbuster trades? That was
none, hardly any.
I said, to use a Jewish term, bupkis.
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 Yeah.
You know. Oh, okay. Now, just to bring Canadian politics in for 1 second. The federal government is bringing down their budget on the 22nd of the month. Now, the earliest a non-confidence vote can be held is March 24th. So if there is a non-confidence vote, we might be going to the polls again.
Oh, that the entire time I've known you, it seems like you're going to the polls every 4 months or so. It's crazy.
Yeah, and we always talk about our other favorite subject too, but that's another story. And it seems funny. Your Flyers are in first place. I look at their farm team, the Adirondack Phantoms.
Uh-huh.
Dead last. Yeah, and I'm thinking, duh, I know why.
Because they have them all up there.
You got
They're playing
it.
For the big team. They're moving up the ranks as fast as possible. They need them.
You know it. Anyway,
which is good for them.
Steve says hello, and he says a prayer for you when he's at the wall.
Oh, tell him I said hello, and we always wish him the best, and the same to you, Sam. Thanks.
Okay. Take care, gorgeous.
All right, so let's give you a little news you can abuse, the funny stuff, and then I'll hit up a couple of birthdays for you, some interesting ones. I don't know why anybody goes and gets a fish spa pedicure, but it's pretty popular. It's an alternative to exfoliation, they say. And health officials in London are investigating whether or not it'll spread infection to have your feet in the water with the fish. I don't get it. I don't know, guys. Would you do a pedicure that way? It's called, what the procedure is, people put their feet into a water tank filled with toothless gararufa fish. They call it the doctor fish. And they suck the dead tissue off their feet to leave them feeling softer. Oh, that makes me sick. I'm going to the spa to have fish suck my feet. I don't get it. I don't. But they're looking into whether this is safe or not. Fish spa pedicures have already been banned in a lot of the states in the U.S. for health and safety reasons. So there's your clue. And they're looking at whether or not they should do that in London. But it's very popular. A lot of people do that. A lot of people go and have their so-called pedicures that way. And then they come out, they say, with softer feet, that it makes a huge difference, if you will. They have a thing called a kissing fish. They have them in some lakes. I can't even stand the thought of that, let alone putting my feet in some tank. I don't get it. All right, speaking of suing for crazy reasons, a banana peel, that is the story in New York. What's happening is a California woman, but this is out of New York, a California woman, Ida Valentin, is suing the 99 cents store where she slipped on a banana peel last April, blaming them for her aches and pains. Do you think she has, a leg to stand on? Not sure. And this from Philadelphia. The owner of a pizza shop was arraigned on Tuesday on charges he schemed to plant live mice in competing pizza parlors for hopes of getting them out of business. Oh, that's nice. We go from the suckling fish on your toes to the planting of mice in competitors' pizza joints. Nutty. How about this for a couple of quick birthdays for you? Jessica Biel turns 29. You know her from Seventh Heaven, probably. Herschel Walker, NFL running back, 49 years old back in the day. Used to play for the Cowboys. Alexander Graham Bell, if he were alive today, take a guess at how old he'd be. 164 years old. I'm not lying.